Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Wiring the Winning Organization, Liberating Our Collective Greatness Through Slowification, Simplification, and Amplification by Gene Kim, is a thought-provoking exploration into how organizations can achieve their maximum potential by embracing a thoughtful approach to transformation. Gene Kim, renowned for his work on IT management and DevOps, introduces a new paradigm that focuses on the concepts of slowification, simplification, and amplification. These ideas are geared towards creating an environment where collective greatness can be realized within an organization. Kim argues that by deliberately slowing down processes, simplifying complex systems, and amplifying strengths, businesses can foster innovation, improve efficiency, and enhance employee satisfaction. This book is an essential read for anyone looking to transform their organization in a sustainable and impactful manner, as it provides a blueprint for making thoughtful changes that yield lasting results. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the concept of slowification. The concept of slowification might initially seem counterintuitive in an age where speed and rapid results are highly prized. However, Gene Kim argues that by intentionally slowing down certain organizational processes, businesses can actually achieve greater success in the long run. Slowification is about taking the time to thoroughly understand a situation, identify the root cause of problems, and develop comprehensive solutions. It encourages leaders to pause and reflect, rather than rushing into decisions that may be driven by short-term pressures. This approach allows teams to deeply engage with issues, promoting a culture of thoughtful consideration and strategic foresight. The principle of slowification is not about reducing pace for its own sake, but rather about creating more space for creativity, innovation, and collaboration. By embracing slowification, organizations can mitigate risks associated with hasty decision-making and build a more resilient and adaptive workplace culture that is better equipped to handle the complexities of today's business landscape. Secondly, simplification as a strategy. Simplification is a critical strategy outlined by Gene Kim in his book, emphasizing the importance of reducing complexity in organizational systems and processes. Complexity often leads to inefficiencies, confusion, and increased potential for errors, which can impede progress and growth. Kim advocates for a systematic evaluation of processes to identify unnecessary layers and redundancies that can be streamlined or eliminated altogether. Simplification is not just about cutting corners, but finding ways to make processes more transparent and easier to execute for everyone involved. By doing so, employees can focus on what truly matters, which enhances productivity and satisfaction. The book gives practical insights into how organizations can embrace simplification through improved communication, straightforward policies, and clear roles and responsibilities. This approach not only aids in reducing operational burdens, but also creates a more agile and responsive organization that can effectively adapt to market changes and seize new opportunities with greater ease. Thirdly, the power of amplification. Amplification is the third pillar in Gene Kim's framework for revitalizing organizations. This concept revolves around the idea of identifying and enhancing the unique strengths and capabilities that already exist within an organization. Kim suggests that many businesses fail to fully utilize their strengths because they are overly focused on addressing weaknesses or meeting short-term goals. Amplification requires leaders to recognize and nurture key talents, ideas, and resources that can drive innovation and competitive advantage. By amplifying what an organization does best, it can create a distinctive identity and capitalize on opportunities more effectively than its competitors. This involves not only recognizing individual talents and contributions, but also fostering an inclusive culture where collaborative strengths are recognized and valued. Amplification encourages a shift in mindset from fixing problems to building on successes, enabling organizations to harness collective energies for positive growth and transformation. Fourthly, creating a culture of continuous improvement, Gene Kim emphasizes the importance of creating a culture of continuous improvement as a foundational element for any successful organization. This topic delves into how organizations can foster an environment where learning, adaptation, and growth are constant priorities. Continuous improvement is about encouraging employees at all levels to seek opportunities for enhancement and innovation in their daily functions. This requires a commitment to open communication, where feedback loops are established, and employees feel empowered to voice their ideas and concerns. Kim highlights the significance of leadership in setting the tone for a culture that values and rewards initiative and proactivity. By embedding a mindset of continuous improvement, organizations can become more agile, resilient, and capable of navigating the evolving business landscape. This shift not only leads to operational efficiencies, but also boosts employee morale and engagement as individuals see their contributions leading to tangible outcomes. Lastly, the role of leadership in organizational transformation. Leadership plays a pivotal role in driving the transformation and wiring the winning organization that Gene Kim describes. Leaders are tasked with setting the vision, creating alignment, and ensuring the principles of slowification, simplification, and amplification are embedded into the organization's fabric. The book outlines the various competencies and approaches that leaders must adopt to successfully guide their teams through transitional periods. Effective leaders are those who can balance strategic thinking with empathy, communication, and the ability to inspire. They must be capable of fostering an inclusive culture where diverse perspectives are encouraged, which in turn propels innovation and growth. Kim stresses that transformative leadership involves taking calculated risks, being open to change, and committing to lifelong learning. By embodying the principles he outlines, leaders can effectively steer their organizations towards achieving greater collective greatness while ensuring that each team member is motivated, aligned with the purpose, and empowered to contribute to the organization's success. In conclusion, Wiring the Winning Organization by Gene Kim is a valuable resource for anyone involved in steering an organization's future. The book provides deep insights into how organizations can thrive by adopting more thoughtful, deliberate approaches based on slowification, simplification, and amplification. It is particularly beneficial for leaders, managers, and executives who are charged with devising and executing strategies for organizational change. However, its relevance extends to anyone interested in understanding the dynamics of effective organizational transformation. By applying these principles, readers can drive significant improvements not only in performance and productivity, but also in employee engagement and satisfaction. The book encourages a shift in focus from short-term gains to long-term sustainable success, making it a vital read for those seeking to maximize both individual and collective potential within their workplaces. Learning how to implement these strategies can help create a work environment where innovation thrives, processes are streamlined, and strengths are maximized, ultimately benefiting anyone who aspires to make meaningful and lasting changes in their professional lives. If you would like to support Gene Kim, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.